Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
They want one more, the Blues. They've got 45 seconds. They lead 38-6. Cam Murray, dummy half. Wild pass. Bouncing. Taken by Tarek Sims. And he just takes his medicine as he just runs it up the middle. And now it comes down to what will be the last play
Tommy
of
Peake,
State of Origin 2. Here's Cook. Throws it up to Maloney. Oh, he dummy. Sorry. Murray's got nowhere to give it to.
Here we go.
He throws back to Maloney. He's running backwards. And he ducks under a tackle, throws to Tedesco, 20 metres out. Tedesco flicks it out the back to Murray. Murray to Brazil, 20 metres out. Keeps it going to Graham. Graham throws a pass, bounces to Whiten inside the 10. And he's taken Jack Whiten. What an exciting way to finish.
Blow that whistle, ref.
Maloney's down in back play. New South Wales, they raise their arms in triumph. And what a triumph this has been. What a statement they have made. A thorough origin thumping. 38 points to 6. It sets the stage for ANZ Stadium. On July 10, we'll be there for a decider. And New South Wales. What a performance. The second greatest victory by margin in Blues origin. Third biggest overall. 115 origins, that's the third biggest margin. 38-6, the full-time score.
Yeah, it was absolutely complete performance attack. Both sides of the ball tonight, Dan. They came out and they showed their attitude early and they were able to capitalise, which is something they didn't do in game one. And on the back of those opportunities that went begging, they never recovered. But tonight, when there was an opportunity in that first period, well, they took it.
Let's go to James Maloney. He's with Ben Dobbin.
Gee whiz, mate. What a game for New South Wales. James, how are you feeling, mate?
Yeah, look, really good. Really good performance. Cheers, guys. Took some real stuff. Cheers, guys. Cheers, lads. Well done, mate.
Jimmy won.
Yeah, look, we had to do a lot of hard work early. We probably controlled a lot of the field position that first half, probably kept a bit of energy and really zapped a bit out of Queensland. So, you know, to not let them run through our line, you know, they got to... A call on a hair squirt, you know. But, you know, that's basically it. You know, we had a few things go against us. Horrible call on a forward pass against mine. But you know, that's how it goes, mate. We still win.
On to you, boys.
Jimmy, the second chances, you and Turbo and Wade Graham, and the first chances, Dale Finucane and Daniel Saifidi. Fantastic game, mate. Unbelievable.
Yeah, look, everyone did their job, you know. You can't... No one wins these games on their own, and... You know, we probably got, you know, a few conditions. You know, it was meant to be pissing down rain over here this weekend, but sort of stayed reasonably clear and were able to play some footy. And, you know, that's our strength, you know. The boys backed themselves through the passes they needed to throw and, you know, we found some points.
Yeah, certainly did. Jimmy Gers, mate, congratulations. You were very vocal at halftime. Obviously, we took a good lead. Game one came out and protected a little bit, didn't go on with it. What was the message at halftime?
Yeah, that was the message. You've got to attack them for 80 minutes. Yeah, if you let them sort of get into control, things start turning. I thought we did that. You know, we lost Nathan, so a lot of what we did in that second half sort of had to simplify. You know, we hadn't trained with Wado in, you know, and me in the halves all week, so, you know, we had to keep things simple, kick for field position, and, you know, we did it really well.
I was just going to say, though, having Wade there and that, you know, that relationship you guys would have had there at Cronulla certainly must have helped the way that you guys felt comfortable playing in those roles in the second half.
It does. He plays football. He's a footballer, Wade. You know, he's not afraid. You know, I know when, you know, on the main ball player, you know, if they want to load up on me, Wade will just call it and take his chances. So we didn't lose much, mate. He played really controlled and come up with a few TAs there, so he'll be staked with them.
Just quickly, how's Nathan? Is he okay? How serious is that ankle?
Not sure. I asked him at halftime. He just said it's sore. Fingers crossed, mate. It's not too bad because we need him at Penrith and we need him at New South Wales.
All right.
Well done, Jimmy.
Mate. Well done,
guys.
Nice return and certainly a contender for the Mongol Boots man of the match when that is handed out. We think it's between him and Tom.
Yeah, I'd say.
Is it?
And Jake, I don't know. Yeah. Oh, I mean, if Jake got it, no one would complain.
Three tries in an Origin match is pretty hard to beat, but Jimmy Maloney set up the first two. And
Tedesco was good too, boy.
Yeah, he came late in the game. He came. Yeah. So it's this bloke being interviewed now on screen, Wade Graham. Wow, what a...
Oh,
can he add some?
Yeah. Tom Trbojevic, it's just the ninth Origin hat-trick in history. He's with you, Ben Dorman.
What a night, mate. What a night for yourself, your brother, and for New South Wales.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty special. You know, hat-trick in any game is pretty special to do it in this arena, and you know, very pleasing. Didn't have to work too much for him, which is, you know, also very nice.
What about the conditions here, and for you guys to still play that type of football, considering the conditions during the game, amazing.
Yeah, it was. I think, you know, a lot goes down to the serve. It's a nice, fast service here, at, you know, up the stadium, and, you know, we talked about it before. We just want to play footy regardless of the conditions, and I thought we did that tonight, and it worked for us.
Up to you, boys.
Hey, Tommy, Wendell Saylor, mate, congratulations on the hat-trick, mate. You join us, some pretty fair players there, but, mate, yourself, you didn't miss a beat out there, mate. What was the track like, and, mate, how's that feeling?
Yeah, it's awesome, mate. It's hard to put in words, but, you know, like I said before, it's a real fast track, and, you know, we wanted to play footy, and I thought we did that really well, and, you know, it ended up with a result like that. You're pretty happy with it.
Yeah, Turbo, Ryan Girdle, mate, congratulations. I noticed that, you know, your first try came on the right-hand side, you're playing on the right and the left-hand side of the field, and then your second try, well, the last one that you got, you came from the right-hand side of the field over into the middle of the field to score under the post. So, obviously, mate, Freddie gave you the instructions to push up with the football, especially near the back end of the sets where you always just were in and about where the ball was.
Yeah, look, he spoke about it at any half break, you know, we want everyone pushing, and, you know, Teddy and Foxy were making a lot of yards down that left side, and Ian was lucky enough the ball got back to me in the middle of the field, and, yeah, just had to kind of catch it and put it under the post.
There's no luck in that, brother. Well done, well today. Played, outstanding. Mate.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, guys.
Coming to see Sydney Turbo.
Thanks, man. Thanks,
all right,
guys.
Well done. Tom Trbojevic, an Origin hat-trick.
And now they're going down to give the Blutchies Blues a bit of a...
Yeah.
Thank you for coming.
Interesting. Television did not interview James Maloney. That's usually an indicator that he's probably got the man of the match, but we'll wait for confirmation. Wow, what a statement the Blues have made. Yeah. 38-6. We will take the press conferences live. Kevin Walters and Brad Fittler. So we've got a decider on our way.
Oh, yeah.
The way it should be. It all comes down to one game, and that'll be in Sydney at ANZ Stadium on July 10.
Well, Cam was quoted through the week actually coming out saying that he thought they'd put the cleaners through New South Wales tonight.
Who, Cameron Smith?
Cam was at...
Really?
Yeah, he came out and he said that he was at a function, I think, up in over here, actually, and with a couple of Queensland greats, and he came out and he thought, well, if you thought the guys were good in game one, game two, given the fact that Cherry Evans has now played a little bit more football... And
yeah, well, that was Kevy's rationale as well.
Yeah, so Cam might feel a little bit of heat.
Pressure.
Might want to come back and help out the boys.
No, I'd love to.
You don't think so? No, you might like to see that, Wendell?
But you know what? Origin is the
it's about a storyline.
Average is a story that you want to turn the page for every time.
The theatre of it, yeah.
But if you said that... The comeback story.
Alan Langer.
Alan Langer.
Freddie, Joey.
Yep. That's exactly it.
No, but I reckon...
Think he could contribute something down?
Oh, of course he could.
Yeah,
Wade Graham, third game back, third game in 9 months with you, Ben Dobbin.
What a win, mate. And for yourself personally, great for the state. You must be so happy.
Oh, mate, I'm pumped to be back in this arena. Obviously, to get a result like that and to take it aside back to Sydney. Oh, it's good to be back, brother.
After you, boys.
Wado, yes, baby!
Yes, MG!
Yeah. Settle down, Wade.
Hey, Freddie copped the deluxe after he made the changes. He's obviously been vindicated now that he's, you know, the wins happened. But did, in camp through the week, was there much pressure from Freddie other than what we saw? You know, obviously him being his Freddie himself.
Not really, mate. He doesn't show too much under pressure. We've seen him all those years as a player just keep turning up and doing his job, and it was much the same this week. Their boys. No, we knew really once we got in the camp, all that outside noise sort of disappeared. We got around the boys. We spoke about what we wanted to do, and all we wanted to do is come out here and have a red hot crack tonight. And fortunately for us, the result went out.
Well done, outstanding. Hey, what about that back five? Like, I mean, you came on and spent a little bit of time in the backs tonight, did a wonderful job. But the momentum, the carries, especially in that first period, just set up that win for you boys tonight. They were unbelievable.
Oh, definitely. I think as soon as that rain started to come down, and you would have seen how slippery it was always going to be a battle of the field position. And, you know, with Fergo and Joshy, the Fox, Teddy, add Turbo and Jackie White into that, mate, they were brilliant, and they really got us on the front foot. And wet weather footy, mate. It's all field position.
It looked like you really enjoyed having the Ferrari at O'Carra on your left-hand side there.
And Tommy Turbo. Wow.
It's a pretty easy job, mate. They call the ball and I just pass it.
You well came done. Back a couple of weeks ago. You were silky against the Eels, but you came out and you said it was only half hour and we had all the ball. I didn't have to do much defending. Then you had another game last week and you were very good again. But did you have any self-doubts coming up to this stage this quickly back from injury?
Not really, mate. Obviously, it's my first big injury and an ACL is a tough one, but there's no shortcuts with ACL rehab and we put in the work of training. The only nerves and anxiety I had was just getting that first game over and done with, and once I did that, I ripped the Band-Aid off, was just back into it, and you know, fortunately for me, I'm so lucky and grateful the cards are falling my way this time, and I'm just going to really enjoy the result tonight and then get back to Cronulla and hopefully get put in a good performance with them.
Well, Wade, that was a good result, obviously, for you guys tonight. But, mate, what about this stadium? Did you love playing it? It just seemed like an unbelievable vibe out there.
Oh, it's great, mate. Brilliant. You run out and obviously it's just the Coliseum.
Yeah.
Packed house and the win, the result, some of those length of the field tries at Turbo and that were putting on the Fox in the space. You just heard the roar of the crowd and so grateful to be a part of it.
Wow.
Good on you. Well done,
mate. Well done, mate. Well done, Wado.
Thanks, boys.
Fantastic, buddy.
Yeah. We got to come back here.
Yeah.
A, because you're going to fill the joint.
You have to,
but
yeah,
we have to see this in good weather.
Yeah.
Can you imagine an Origin here in good weather?
Yep.
Yep.
I mean, it'll be the greatest Origin.
Some of the tries that New South Wales scored in these conditions.
Bad weather.
They were torrential. That flick pass.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
To Tommy T from Tedesco.
Ridiculous.
Queensland just couldn't come to terms with it, couldn't go with us tonight.
Yeah,
let's take a break. Some of you will be leaving us. If you want to keep listening at Triple M, not on at on the Triple M score. Listen to us on the app, the Triple M NRL app. As I get my technicalities mixed up, but we'll be on right through the press conferences with Kevin Walters and Brad Fittler. Everyone else, stay tuned because we'll do that on the other side of this. The Blues, it's their night tonight, 38-6. This is Origin live on Triple M.
Triple M, State of Origin. Play of the day.
And the Blues right on top in this game, 26 and a half to go. Quickly, it's spread out to Wado. He's got room. Gives a don't argue to Gagler. Then the pass to Nadeska.
The footy this half for the Mitsubishi Triton. Nothing can frighten a Triton. For McDonald's, Triple M footy.
So it comes down to a decider in Sydney. The Blues crushing the Maroons tonight, 38 points
on
to
the
6.
You put it in the home one, remember?
A second half it? Of 20-0. I've got something in my ear there.
Yeah,
I don't know what that was.
But, it's
probably Ryan Girdle. He's been in my ear all game, so.
Is that you?
It wasn't me. I'm just helping Wendell up. He's laying under the desk for some reason.
That's how I feel.
It was bad, but it wasn't that bad.
That's how I feel, mate.
Under the desk.
Your smugness was next level.
It was.
It was today.
I enjoyed the night, Dan.
I understand you did.
This is probably worse.
If I give it to Wendell, I've got to give it to you.
Yeah, but this was probably worse. Remember when you said, well, I was coming up to Queensland and you beat us 36-6 or 32-6 in that first, like, you smashed me. I was like Creed 2, just getting smashed in the corner. I watched it on the way over too.
It doesn't happen often, so.
Yeah, no.
You've got to enjoy when it does win.
I was going to watch that on the plane.
Mate, it was so good.
I ended up watching Unforgiven.
Okay.
Oh, one of the great movies.
I've
never seen it before.
Okay.
Mate, got to watch Creed 2 on the way home, mate. What time are you flying back?
11:55.
Oh, you're going on the red eye. Oh, you'll be sleeping.
I watched Laurel and Hardy.
Oh, isn't that a good movie?
Wow.
Stan and Ollie.
Yeah, let's talk about anything but football, guys.
Macca, we need to come up with a skill certified moment of skill. I'm guessing it's...
Flick.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say Tom Dravojevic catching the ball over Kalen Ponga, but
I reckon, mate, I don't know about you guys, but I reckon in the wet, mate, it looks so good that flick pass to Tommy Dravojevic up the middle. But it's up to you guys.
Let's have two moments.
Gerds, I'll give you the Maccas. Yeah. I'm loving it moment because you've been loving it all night. Favorite moment of tonight.
The favorite moment of tonight, I think, would have been. I'd say the turbo try. So the Addo car.
Which one? There were three.
Just about to go through that. Addo car down the sideline, under pressure, back inside Tedesco. Tedesco draws two in, flicks it out the back. I thought it was the moment of the night, the try of the night. I mean, the game was well and truly over by that stage, but the skill in those conditions was worth a Big Mac.
What was your Macca's I'm loving it favourite moment, MG?
Daniel Sly-30 and Finucane. Yeah. Just them two playing in the ultimate of our sport, and Saifidi didn't let anybody down, and Finucane was it was like he's been playing for 5 years, and seeing Wade Graham probably back as well after such a long layout with the knee injuries, something that was really brought joy to himself.
We shouldn't marinate on this result, but I mean we might as well start speculating. Let's say Clemmer is fit.
Yep.
He comes straight back. That's a no
it's
question.
It's a no-brainer.
Okay. Well, someone's got to make way.
At the moment, if you were picking a team tomorrow with Clemmer back in it, I think Freddie would go if Cleary was out.
Yes.
I think he'd go Maloney half for Wade Graham 5'8", just have the biggest bench.
Clemmer on the bench.
You don't have to change too much from that.
That'd be fantastic.
And as a Queenslander, that makes me nervous because, mate, you know that Wade Graham's got that finesse about him too. He saw his little kick in the left-hand corner down here, and he's a bloke that you want to play with. You trust him so much.
They've got a game that's suited to ANZ Stadium in the night. Similar that's conditions to here. They'll play through the middle, so a bit of exercise won't hurt.
Oh,
some stats. Dylan Napa, 4 runs, 28 metres. Josh Papali, he tried hard, 10 runs, 77 metres. Felice Kafusi, 13 for 102. Matt Gillett, 45 tackles. Josh Maguire, 98 metres, 35 tackles. Not much from the bench. Jared Wallace, 7 runs for 50. Well, that's about par for him in State of Origin last year. 84 metres, 44 metres, 43 metres. He just simply hasn't added much in State of Origin. David Fifita, well contained. Tim Glasby made his tackles and tried to slow the ball down. And then you look at the Blues. Paul Vaughan, 109 metres. That's his best in Origin. Jake Trbojevic, the Iron Man, 133 metres. 16 runs and 24 tackles. Damien Cook, it says here, only 3 runs. It felt like he ran a lot more than that.
But those 3 runs he picked in the piece, he just kept passing, and then when he picked, especially down this left-hand side area, Queensland, they were just coming from everywhere tonight. They just couldn't stop it.
But you look at the side-by-side forward, there's not that much difference. It's the backs.
Yes.
Ferguson, 162 metres. Well, Tommy, 115. Whiten, 154. Addo-Carr, 227. They just got so much more punch for the back.
I said to Gerds on the flight over, when we were sitting there, I said, you're not worried as me. I said, they've got a big outside five now, because I know for Queensland, that's where we had the edge a little bit in that first game. I thought our forwards would hold their own, and they're the outside.
Triple M footy for Ream. I'm told Kevin Walters is about to speak.
Yeah, played tonight. I mean,
it was the Queensland press conference.
From the kickoff, I think, you know, they wanted it more than us, and they got the right rewards.
Why do you think they wanted it more?
Well, that's something we'll have to look at in the next few days. You know, our preparation was good. But it's just, you know, Origin's won on attitude and effort, and we didn't match them in any areas there tonight, you know, for the 80 minutes.
Were you surprised, Kevin, given that you had challenged guys to start well?
Yeah, surprised. Certainly from our point of view. And disappointed too. Certainly, they're not feeling too. That's Origin. It's about the young side. So we'll all learn a lot tonight. Myself, you know, included.
How big's the job now, Kevy, of turning around?
Oh, it's no bigger than what it was, you know, last week. So we've got to go to Sydney, which is, you know, it's a great Origin venue, ANZ Stadium. And we'll look forward to the challenge that provides for Game 3. We were poor in a lot of areas tonight. I'm not going to single out any one player. I mean, across the board, you know, we just weren't in the game from the kickoff. Even our kickoff to start the game was shit.
Game 1, you rated it 5 out of 10 and you got the win. What do you rate tonight?
Two. What do you rate it at?
I'm a journo. You're the coach.
No, well...
I'd probably say 2 out of 10.
Yeah, well, you're being kind, so...
Did Dylan Napa re-injure that wrist?
No, we just couldn't get him back on in that second half. You know, we thought we were chasing points, so we put Moses on to give him, see what he could do through there. But, you know, he's fine in there. Just couldn't get him back out there in that second half. Well, we'll look at that in the next few days. Yeah, you know, I've only seen the game once, so, yeah, we'll look at that and see who's available as well, you know, coming into game three.
Can you say it's a pretty disappointing dressing room?
Oh, it's easy. We'll get it going again. You know, we all learned a good lesson tonight, and it was provided, you know, in our face from the get-go about Origin football and how it should be played. So, you know, it won't be a difficult job for mine. They're all in there, as I say. Everyone involved in the team's bitterly disappointed with what we threw up tonight. We'll just go back and fix a few areas, and we'll be back for game three.
Which aspect disappointed
the most? Oh, it was everywhere, Pete. Yeah, the kickoff fucking pissed me off. So it didn't go far enough. There's a lot of areas. They beat us up everywhere, you know. So plenty to work on.
What about kickoff?
Well, nothing in it. Didn't go long enough. Yeah, it's just the whole game. So, plenty to work on. But
you get alarmed when you see that. I mean, did you get alarmed when you saw that? Was that a concern straight away? Or?
Oh no, it just was how the night was. We just weren't. You know, we were there, but we weren't good enough. And you know, I think we all saw, you know, through that opening 10 minutes, you know, the dominant team wasn't us, and that continued for the rest of the game.
Is there any way that winning game one maybe went to their head?
Nah, not to their head. Well, they are a young side too, and they've, you know, got some younger players in there, and we've got a lot of experience at this level. But having said that, you know, it's about game three now, and that's what we're all looking forward to. Should be a great challenge for us.
The sliders today into the stadium, so that's...
We have. Okay. I wasn't aware of that. So, you know, that's great, but doesn't mean anything with this side. We've got to, you know, get back on the training field. Back to their clubs, back into our training. How long away it is, I'm not sure. And fix up all those areas that we're inefficient in.
Debbie, you mentioned that you would take a bit out of this and learn a bit from it. What do you mean get out of it?
Oh, just, you know, just from a coaching point of view as well. I know we can all be better as coaches, and certainly I'm part of that as well. So that's my job to, you know, get our preparation a lot better, get our attitudes a lot better, and you know, once we do that, we fix all those things, we'll be in a much better place, you know, for game three.
You had a few injuries coming into it in hindsight. Do you think that you should have rested those who were carrying sort of
hitters? No, I don't think that was, you know, we don't put players out on the field who aren't 100% fit, so they're all ready to go. It's just that their minds weren't.
From a parochial point of view, what do you think of that out there tonight?
Oh, yeah, well, that was the disappointing thing is all the Queensland fans. It was a great, you know, it's a good stadium, world-class stadium, so unfortunately for us it's not one of our favourite places at the moment, but I'm sure in the near future we'll turn that around.
Physicality a bit of a concern,
Kev? No, our boys like the physical side of it. You know, they were better in all areas, and yeah, we've got a towel up, so. Okay. Cop it on the chin.
All right. Apologies. Very passionate, ropeable Kevin Walters. We've been taking those press conferences live for 7 years. That's never happened before. Might have to start a 10-second delay. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll take Brad Fittler live as we wrap up a big win from the Blues, 38-6 over the Maroons. You're listening to Origin live on Triple M.
For Ream Hot Water. Triple M Footy. For Ream Hot Water. Get your boots out.
New South Wales 38, Queensland 6 as take you to the Brad Fittler press conference, which awesome, has just started.
Just sort of gives everyone a bit of room, and he seems to make the right decision a lot. So, he was fantastic, and I think he really helped. He gave everyone else a little bit more room. So, and Dalfour Newcombe was brilliant. Daniel was great early. That was the really the crucial part for us again, I think, that start. And although Daniel and Dale were, for their first game, were awesome.
Well, the answer about a couple of blokes you brought in, James Maloney and Tommy Trevor, which is their impact on the game.
Yeah, Tommy was great, you know, just he's just a superstar, so and James was, you know, he just got us the win, James. He just steered us around, and I didn't have to talk at half time because he was talking, so that was good. And he's just a winner. He just finds a way to win. I thought, interesting, I'd like to see that last tackle again, last tackle of the game, and some of the stuff that was going on towards Jimmy, but I'll have a look at that. But outside that, I thought, that's his best. It's important he goes back to Penrith and does that again next week.
How bad is Tank?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it's, syndesmosis, whatever that means. I don't know. So hopefully it's on the lighter side, but you know, I think he played about 7 minutes just hobbling around, and we sort of sent the message to come off. He just said, no, he looked up, he knew he could give us that amount of minutes, and he said at halftime he could go back on if we needed to do a certain job, but I think it was quite obvious that he couldn't get around that well. Oh, man, I haven't thought about that. Although Wade Graham did a brilliant job, he was incredible.
Freddie, obviously you guys played a lot of footy, but it came off the back of what you were able to do in the middle, the physical part, didn't it? That's
all we spoke about. Both sides have got, unbelievably talented players, so when you get all that other stuff right, I'm sure they'll be looking at their videos next week, exactly like we looked at the video of the first game. So, they need to keep practicing being great. They've got to go back to their club and be really well this week, and hopefully they're all fit and healthy, and should be able to see them all in a week or so.
Freddie, can you explain Tom Trelew's role? Because he was selected on one side, but he's got two tries on the other side.
Not really. He told me Fergo was getting all the hit up, so he had to go and do something. So that was basically what he told me. So I said, okay. He's a pretty good player. He knows the game very well, and he knows he had a job to be out of right centre. And I think he's one of those blokes that knows when you're on top and takes advantage of it. So he didn't let us down in being in position, and then also come up with some really good tries. So if Manly need a really good right centre, I think there might be one there in Tom.
Freddie, how did you enjoy it down on the sideline?
It was good. It's better on the sideline than the box. It's very boring in the box. They're next to Brandy. He's very subdued, and it's much more exciting on the sideline.
What did you make of the Jared Wallace late kick on the
sideline? I haven't seen the last tackle. I thought that was a bit, for that time of game, I'd like to see the last tackle again. I haven't seen that, but I'm sure the review board, review committee, they'll have a look at it.
Freddie, there's a lot of focus on you in the lead up to this game and some of your decisions. Do you feel personally vindicated, relieved? What's your...
I'm so excited. Like, a lot of blokes are sitting in there, most really played part of one of the best games they've been part of. Outside a few of them, like Dale Finucane and Wade Graves have won grand finals, and Boyd Corden is like, that's mostly the best game they've ever played in. So to be part of that is just fantastic. You know, look at Daniel Saifidi's face come in and ask him how his night was. Fijians smile good at the best of times, but that was a nice moment.
Was Wade always your first choice to play in that role
when Snake
came on?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a huge call, given he's only played up maybe games or minutes.
Yeah, he's from Penrith. He can play anywhere. So, when you grow up in Penrith, that's what you do. You know, you grew up playing 5'8", halfback, back row, centre. He can play anywhere. So, now watching his last couple of games at Cronulla, you can just see he's back. He's looking really healthy and fresh, and their team's going good at Cronulla, and I think everyone really appreciated him being in camp.
Brad, Phil Gould described that as the best win by New South Wales team over a decade. Is that basically what you were just saying?
I was there in 2014 when they went up in Suncorp. I've got to say, I reckon that was pretty good. I was behind the line and listening to them, what they had to do and the opposition they were up against. they just had to keep defending. They saved, you know, through that series they saved 10 tries. So I've got to say, we made sure we got a little bit to go. It was pretty, I'm sure it was a great game. I hope it was good for the people of Perth. But I still think, you know, yeah, I was there at the back of that game in at Suncorp, and that was pretty impressive.
What about the challenge out there of making sure the fire's still burning for game three?
Yeah, they've got to go and play for their club, so they need to show us. Yeah. They need to get out and be good.
Do you think
Queensland
react to that?
Yeah, I'm not sure, mate. You know, no idea. It's up to them.
What do you think of the stadium and the atmosphere out there?
Yeah, great. Yeah, it was great. But yeah, I'd have to speak to some people that were in the grandstand. I'm not sure what it was like from the grandstand. So hopefully everyone had a really good night. The light show, and, you know, I think that's obviously something that all stadiums should get involved in these days, because that looked pretty spectacular. But it was the facilities here are awesome, although the people are fantastic. Other than the weather's been brilliant. But if I could handle the sideline, you surely you could handle the dry seats.
Can you bring it back?
What's that?
Can you bring it back?
Well, I think this is the game that we get a chance to showcase to the world. You know, there's smarter people than me making decisions, but I can't see why, you know, game two should be shared to a lot of places where we want to invest in the game and spread the game.
Been a couple of years, Freddie?
Well, ScoMo was in there having a two. He's blue, so I might go and have one with ScoMo.
There he is, a pretty happy, satisfied Brad Fittler as New South Wales take the series to a decider. We've only got a couple of minutes left here. MG, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor. By the way, Tyre Power right now and exclusively buy three, get one free on selected Falcon passenger tyre. And these boys, their expert comments for Bobcat equipment. What did you make of Kevin Walters' press conference? That was as terse as we've probably ever heard him.
Rattled. Sounded rattled. And with for good reason. You know, when you think it's been 38-6 after you win the first game gallantly, that performance they dished up there, the Queenslanders, was unsatisfactory, and I think Kevy knew that. And I'm not going to condemn him for, you know, throwing out a curse word, because that's passion. But that's frustration. There's a lot of frustration in his voice.
Well, he said, because if I know Kevy, it's about effort, it's about not letting your mates down, and Queensland just got owned, mate, right all over the park, and, you know, just, yeah, you could just tell he was shattered. When you're not thinking about what you're saying, it's just passion, so if you're swearing and that, it's just...
I will say this, though, Dan, I mean, you get a free shot at the stumps, don't you, when you win game one?
Yeah.
You really do, and New South Wales, and I know everyone's going to say State of Origin, whatever, they've got a lot more to play for. That, and you're a little off, and they wanted a little bit more than you, which was obvious tonight, and you've got talent like Tedesco and Trbojevic and Adokar and these guys, and they put it together. They can blow out a score on that. So game three won't resemble that. We've got a decider with both sides with the series on the line.
Well,
and it'll be a totally different outcome.
If Queensland don't get their defence in order, like, tonight's like they didn't defend together. Like, it's the first time they've sort of played together. They did get on and on, they're off the back foot and that. And even, like, Kalen Ponga, you know, the defence, they rushed him tonight. They took him out of his comfort zone. The conditions, I thought they'd suit Queensland with their kicking game and that. Just, they couldn't penetrate him through the middle third.
Well,
Safidi and that, and Finucane, and they started it.
They'll have 9 days preparation, both sides. It's back to normal for game three. But that's it. That's the end of what has been a spectacular trip to the West. That journalist, clearly a local, when can you come back? I would think 2022 is, obviously the WA government puts up the money, and why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
I think we'll be back here to do it all again in years. We've got Adelaide next year. Todd Greenberg told us earlier, Melbourne in 2021, and then this one's up for grabs, but 2022, but you would think.
Phenomenal.
There's no reason why it should
I
be
hope
here.
So. I mean, what a facility to come.
Oh, yeah, that's but even what's watching the AFL on Thursday night was different to watching that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was even up a couple of levels.
How many people did they have here for the Thursday night AFL?
55.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
Stadium record.
That's a record.
I don't know how long that'll last, but that's something to be proud of. They had a preliminary final here in AFL last year. Mm. So
who did they play last year in that, do you know?
Melbourne. Jack Link's protein snacks with a bold prediction.
Nah, let's not worry about these.
I think we got a winner here somewhere. Mark Guy, first up.
Tedesco or Munster for first try scorer? Damien Cook man of the match.
No, not even close.
No. Have we confirmed Maloney was man of the match? We should try and find that out before. Hasn't come out yet. Okay. Yeah. Wendell Saylor.
I'll go Caelan Ponga, one try assist, and Cameron Munster a try.
Wow,
not bad
night.
Oh,
wow. No Dobbo? No, we'll just...
Dobbo said Queensland by 14 and
a half. 13 plus. Yeah, they didn't even cut that up. They didn't want to run his nose in it.
Yeah.
Ryan Girdler. Yeah.
New South Wales will score 5 or more tries.
That's only happened a sprinkling of times in State of Origin.
I was a little concerned they kept taking the two down there. It was like another penalty, and then it started raining. Yeah, anyway, we got there in the
end. Thank you to everyone for helping put this together. It's been a massive few days, especially for UMG.
Ooh.
You back tomorrow, 6 p.m.?
What day is it?
I think it's Wednesday.
All right. Thank you, Gertz. Thank you, Wendell.
See
thank you,
boys.
All the people behind the scenes. We're back to do it all again. Trumbull, have we got a Thursday night game? No, Friday night. Friday night footy. We got, I think, a decent one. St. George Illawarra and North Queensland for the 6 p.m. game.
And can I just say happy birthday to my son, Tristan? It's his 21st today.
Good on you, Tristan.
Yeah, good stuff, mate.
And, of course, Origin on July 10, the decider, and we'll be there at ANZ Stadium. But as we say farewell, here are the highlights. An unforgettable night here in Perth. Talk to you soon.
Bus Super with insurances that protect building and construction workers. Triple M, State of Origin. Game highlights.
This is history, boys.
Step yourself in.
Listen to it.
40 years of Origin, and it finally arrives in the West. Here we go.
Last on the left side, it comes to Maloney. Puts up an end over end kick. There's going to be pressure on Ponga up the
left.
Doesn't catch it cleanly, but it comes backwards off Ponga, and then we'll go into the arms of Tommy Turbo.
Tommy
straightens up then, and
he's the only player to contest the ball.
It's a possession.
Vader Hunt, short side. That's the right. Rolls in the grubber. Oh, Queensland has been taken off the ball. Chambers tries to bat it back. Hang on, they're going to look at this because his run was impeded. He's Jerry Sutton.
I have a try.
Oh, yeah. Emily tries. Yeah.
No other New South Wales player around. Now, opinion, he would have gotten to the ball first.
Yeah,
that's the right call.
Decision.
And the kick will be from in front. We're about to be tied up.
Woo!
Jake Jaboyevic on to Saifidi, who threatens. Pokes his nose through before he's finally knocked down. Plays to Cook. Goes to the open right, the clear it. Keeps it going to Maloney. Beautiful flat pass to...
Yeah!
Bumps up in a front. Reaches out and scores.
The perfect ball from Maloney. Short ball. Frizzell took it behind his back with one hand. Looked like he's going to drop it for all money. James Maloney putting his stamp right on this game.
Tedesco out of dummy half. Beats one, beats another. Right side.
Oh!
It's a penalty in front for the Blues.
Yeah, he's taking late.
15 metres out. Oh, the rain is back.
Coming back,
22-6, the goal is good. Quickly, it's spread out to Adoka on the left. He's got room. Gives it to Donaghy to Gagga. Then the pass to Nadeska. A bit of push and shove.
All right.
Yeah. Gets there. Grabs it. It's another New South Wales try. This is a slaughter.
We're confirming grounding by Josh Adokar.
He got that down, Josh Adokar. Wade Graham with the deft touch.
Stop the fight. What?
Something we rarely hear a New South Wales chant, not in Sydney. Running on the last, gives it away. Great, there's space here. Holds it up, gets it on the white. Gets the pass to Adokar. Goodbye. This
6, and this just gets worse out for the Maroons. Here's the kick from Maloney, and that's a beauty. Aims it at the left upright, curves back in, 38 points to 6. It is now on its own as the third biggest margin in the history of State of Origin. New South Wales, they raise their arms in triumph. Thumping 38 points to 6.
For McDonald's, this is Triple M Footy.